Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for a great victory for the cause of religious liberty. That's the cause that I'm down here hoping to add my voice to at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Conference. And yeah, there's a big victory for religious victory today at the Supreme Court of the United States, and it was 9-0. Why should any conservatives be unhappy with this decision? We'll talk about that, and I don't really think conservatives should be too upset about the Obamacare decision anyway. I think it was extremely unlikely, and I had said so at the time that the lawsuit was brought about Obamacare. It was extremely unlikely that you were going to have this court, which is conservative not only by ideology but by instinct. John Roberts, if there's one thing that characterizes the Chief Justice who organized this 9-0 majority, the Chief Justice doesn't like to see wrenching change that occurs because of 9 judges. It's a big country. You have 120 million people voting, for goodness sake. No more than that. It's close to 150 million people voting. And if you're going to make a significant change, then it should be through elected representatives. So we'll get to the story behind both the Obamacare decision and the decision on the Catholic Charities in Philadelphia and their ability to continue placing people in foster homes, which is some of the most important, difficult, and humane, good-hearted work going on in America. I don't know if you have any friends or family or if any of you have had experience with foster children, but it can be a very tough job. It always is a difficult job, but it can be profoundly rewarding and a fairly amazing experience. We will also get to a question locally here. Does Governor Inslee's refusal to end the additional unemployment checks from the state of Washington, does that make it harder, if not impossible, for small businesses to attract willing labor? And that's a question for the Washington Policy Center. We'll be speaking to them coming up this hour on the Medved Show. And I'm broadcasting here today courtesy of the great help from Lou and from the whole staff here at AM 950 The Answer in Orlando, Florida. And very much appreciate the hospitality these 2 days. Okay, first up, the response to what went on at the Supreme Court today, I think does need to be explained in terms of a variety of claims that are being made by people like Nancy Pelosi that this was actually a big win for Democrats. I want to explain to you why I think she's wrong. But the Supreme Court decision was analyzed by Pete Williams of NBC also in terms that he wanted to belittle the significance of the decision on the Catholic Social Services. Here is Pete Williams on NBC. Listen.
This is a unanimous decision, 9-0, ruling in favor of Catholic Social Services that had sued the city of Philadelphia when Philadelphia said, sorry, we're not renewing your contract to provide foster care services to find families that will adopt foster children because you won't allow them to be into the homes of same-sex parents. And the city said that violates our non-discrimination law. You're violating a city contract. Catholic Social Services sued, saying, well, that violates our religious freedom. And today, by a vote of 9-0, the Supreme Court agreed with Catholic Social Services. Now, there is a limiting principle in this decision, because what Catholic Social Services said is, you know, you need to not only rule in favor of us, but you need to strike down an earlier ruling from the Supreme Court that said there is no religious exemption to laws that generally apply to everybody. The court did not go that far. So this is the Supreme Court's way of ruling for Catholic Social Services in this case, but not trying to set a larger principle that said any organization is now free to violate laws against discrimination against on the basis of same-sex orientation, on the basis of religious freedom.
Okay, that makes it sound more confusing than it actually is. What they were saying here was that if they carve out other exemptions that allow people to forego some of the specifics of the law, if they have another basis for exemptions, they can't discriminate against exemptions that are religious in nature. The way that this is covered in Salt Lake newspaper, Deseret News, it says that legal precedent requires the government to offer religious exemptions when it's willing to offer exemptions for other purposes and can achieve its policy goals only through other means, wrote Justice John Roberts in the majority opinion. Catholic Social Services seeks only an accommodation that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with its religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on others. In other words, this is not an attempt to be a sweeping decision, but it's an attempt to very clearly say there are limits to the extent that people can be bullied on this issue of their personal religious expression or be forced out of doing good work like the Catholic Social Services all agreed had done for the city of Philadelphia. The five justices joined Roberts' majority opinion, including the court's three liberals. Three justices filed concurring opinions. There was no dissenting opinion in the case. A Catholic Social Services and two of its foster moms claimed Philadelphia officials violated their religious freedom by refusing to partner with agencies that, for religious reasons, wouldn't assess whether same-sex couples were suitable to adopt. The decision being 9-0, there are a number of people. Ben Shapiro had a tweet, which he had a provocative response on. He says, it seems John Roberts' main role on the court is to act as a swing vote in upholding significant left-wing priorities when possible, while brokering unanimity to limit the extent of clear originalist interpretations. There is no reason why Fulton, that's the name of this case, should have been decided narrowly here. A broad ruling, 6-3, would have been significantly better than a unanimously narrow ruling, 9-0. That was Roberts' choice. And it's very much Roberts' way, because he is trying to convey the message to people that the Supreme Court is not a political football. That basically the whole idea that there are liberals and they're conservatives and they go this way and they go that way. One of the hallmarks of Roberts' service as Chief Justice is most people don't hear about all the unanimous decisions, and there are lots of them that are made. And he particularly emphasizes that. And that has been his idea. Now, this, of course, doesn't stop Nancy Pelosi from claiming a political victory regarding Obamacare. We will get to that in just a moment. It actually, the court's decision doesn't change everything. What it does do is turn away an attempt by a number of Republican attorneys general to challenge Obamacare because the Congress had previously taken away the insurance mandate, the individual mandate. We will get to that and to much more on the Medved Show coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, the case on Obamacare that was decided on a 7-2 basis was always a long shot. The basic idea was that because the law had been changed in part, and the individual mandate when President Trump pushed through his greatest legislative triumph, which was his tax reform, Tax Reduction Act, one of the taxes they got rid of, and they were able to do by the barest of margins, was to get rid of the individual mandate, the idea that you would have to pay a penalty
if you didn't get to get your own version of Obamacare. The argument by the Attorney General was that when Congress chased that piece of the legislation and changed it and basically eliminated it, it made the entire structure of the bill unconstitutional. And if the court had decided differently from the way that it did, in its third time hearing an Obamacare constitutionality case, if they had decided, nope, now it's unconstitutional because they took away the individual mandate, it would have meant upwards of close to 20 million people who would have to make other arrangements or go through changes in their insurance. And this coming right after a pandemic when people are so very conscious of medical issues and medical expenses, it would have been largely a disaster. But aside from that, the originalist position here, and what's fascinating to me about this, is that there were only two justices who voted actually to go ahead with the lawsuit and to strike down Obamacare. That was Samuel Alito, who, of course, was appointed by President Bush. And usually it's Alito and Thomas, but Clarence Thomas was on the other side. And it was Alito and Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Trump, who voted to undo the whole Obamacare structure. And the reason that Clarence Thomas didn't is because as a constitutionalist and an originalist, he is reluctant to take on that kind of responsibility and power onto the court when you are dealing with a matter of legislation and specifics regarding the legislation. That doesn't stop Chuck and Nancy from treating this as an item for great celebration. Here is Senator Schumer, clip two.
Once again today, the United States Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, upheld the Affordable Care Act in the face of another legal challenge. So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled. The ACA is here to stay. And now we're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
And making it better is exactly what Republicans need to concentrate on doing. But that doesn't mean making it bigger. It doesn't mean just spending more money. It means going into a more transformative change in our medical care system that can actually increase freedom of choice, not limit it further. Nancy Pelosi also thanked the court for their ruling. This is the third time they have ruled that Obamacare has to go forward. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
So we thank the court for its wisdom in declaring the cases against the Affordable Care Act to have no standing.
Okay, and that was the basic decision by the court in this case, was simply that it was similar to that stupid case that was brought by Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who is in a world of trouble right now. He's being threatened with disbarment for a number of his other problems. But the Ken Paxton case was basically saying that people from Texas had a right to sue and challenge the voting returns in different states. Now, this when Congress very clearly and the Constitution very clearly had laid out that states have their own choices and get to make their own rules in terms of the way voting and voting procedures are set up. But the good thing about both of these cases is there had been a lot of continuing fear. I had also indicated I didn't think that was really a fear with any basis about President Biden moving ahead with court packing. I don't think he has any intention of doing that. The commission that he set up to examine judicial reform will probably want to create some more district judges, and all legal conservatives even acknowledge that we need more district judges. The courts are too slow. and more judges who go through the normal confirmation process are called for. But there is no indication now that court packing is going to be demanded or is going to be plausible or make any sense at all after this decision. Because with a 14-0 decision on the Fulton case, on that Philadelphia case, did I say 14-0? It would be 14-0 if they added five other justices. This is just a reminder that when people look at this, it's one of the reasons I don't like to refer to the court composition, the three liberals who are supposed to be Sotomayor and Breyer and Elena Kagan, and then the six conservatives, including the three Trump appointees. People don't come with registration cards. They sometimes vote in unpredictable ways. Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer all wrote that decision, signed that decision with John Roberts to strike that case against the Philadelphia Catholic Charities. And there's also the idea that people had said, well, Amy Coney Barrett would actually vote to gut Obamacare. There was, in October 2020, Kamala Harris, during confirmation hearings for Coney Barrett, warned SCOTUS was just one vote away from overturning the ACA. Here's what she said, clip one.
So let's lay this out for everyone who's watching. As I have discussed previously, one, Republicans have spent a decade trying to destroy the Affordable Care Act. Two, Donald Trump promised to name a Supreme Court justice and Supreme Court justices who would tear down the Affordable Care Act. Three, President Trump is before the Supreme Court right now arguing that it be struck in its entirety. Four, the Supreme Court could be just one vote away from overturning the Affordable Care Act and all of its protections, including for everyone who has a pre-existing condition or may ever get a pre-existing condition.
Okay, none of these fears of hers came true. And it's just scaremongering, and it doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, does it make sense to continue paying unemployment endlessly, supplemented unemployment, when we have a labor shortage in Washington? We'll talk about problems with the State Employment Security Department coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Vice President Kamala Harris says Juneteenth was an important day for slaves in Texas.
The enslaved people of Texas learned the news. They learned that they were free, and they claimed their freedom.
Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States. The lawyer who sued to overturn Obamacare tells NBC News the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday was pure politics.
Congress is once again let off the hook from being forced to deal with the policy consequences of the law that it passed.
Rob Henneke is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents individual plaintiffs in the case. They argued that Obamacare's individual mandate is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are lots of governors all across the country, including Governor Ron DeSantis here in Florida, where I'm broadcasting today. And, of course, Governor Newsom in California, even Governor Cuomo in New York, all of whom are celebrating the end of the pandemic and everything opening up. So why is Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, refusing to end the supplemental unemployment checks precisely at a time when there are 1 million Washington State residents who had filed for unemployment benefits and other assistance due to the pandemic and related closures? Now those closures are back open, many of them, and desperate to try to get some employees. What is going on with this entire situation, and what can be done to improve it? It's a pleasure always to speak to Mark Harmsworth, who is head of the Center for Small Business at the Washington Policy Center, which gives such an invaluable resource to conservatives throughout the Northwest. Mark, what is going on with the unemployment benefits here?
Well, thanks for having me on today. Well, basically, the $300 benefit that the federal government's been adding to Washington State benefits for those that are unemployed is creating this situation where people are getting enough money to be able to stay home and go about their lives, and there's no incentive for them to go back to work. And so what we're starting to see is this situation where we've got jobs that are available and workers that are available, but the two don't want to meet because they're making just as much, in some cases, even more money, up to $3,700 at home on unemployment benefits. And it's really time, I think, for that to stop. Washington needs to stop paying out those benefits and get ourselves back to work, because right now we're suppressing our economy and we need to get this thing moving as fast as we can.
And what does the governor say? Is it ultimately up to him to do this, to decide what to do with the continued benefits?
Yeah, ultimately, we're collecting $300 a week extra from the federal government. There are 25 states that have already said, hey, we're going to stop paying the extended unemployment benefits, which is partially state and partially federal money that unemployment is paid out to individuals. So those states, you're starting to see those people start going back to work. Now, in Washington, we've only just said that we're going to reinstitute the requirement to actually go look for jobs, which starts up here in a couple of weeks in July. So at this point, you can stay home and not have to qualify even for the unemployment benefits by looking for a job. But that is going to change in July, which is certainly going to help. But it's kind of late. We should be doing that now.
You've written before, and I urge people to go to Washington Policy Center. We have a big banner up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and we have links to a number of these articles. There has been a big debate about allowing people to receive unemployment benefits even if they quit. Is that still an issue that the state of Washington has to face?
Yeah, because of the Unemployment Security Department here, which is the agency that pays unemployment benefits to people, they've had some serious mismanagement over the last year. Our director, Susie Lee Bing, was eventually promoted to the Biden administration. But during her tenure here, they had, that's an interesting promotional
prospect.
It
is strange. I mean, how much does she cost taxpayers here?
We lost, the estimate is somewhere between $650 million to $1 billion. $650 million was in a Nigerian scam where a bunch of crooks got together and scammed the unemployment agency out of it. The rest of
this is like one of these things you get in your email, right?
Not quite, but yeah, that's good advice there. Don't click on the Nigerian prince link in your email. But the extra money was through other fraud. In fact, there were 50, 60 claims made against ESD employees, fraudulent claims. So their own employees couldn't even spot the fraud that was going on. So we lost a lot of money, and the systems that ESD has put in place, which they were given $44 million to fix several years ago by the legislature here, weren't sufficient enough to stop the fraud. And so you saw a lot of fraud, you saw a lot of problems, and then to reduce the backlog, because we had over 100,000 cases at one point, they relaxed the what's called the quit criteria, which allows people to quit for a lot more different reasons and still claim unemployment benefits. And that's why the numbers came down, and that's why our fund has been depleted so significantly.
The CBS is reporting that half of the states are now ending increased unemployment benefits as governments say businesses need workers. And the Montana governor, this NBC is reporting, has ending extra unemployment benefits citing worker shortage. Wouldn't that headline actually be welcome in our state? And what's the argument for maintaining these payments?
Well, I don't think there is an argument for maintaining them. The original premise was is that people were under duress because of the lockdowns. We're still locked down in Washington State to some extent. Even though we're, as the federal government's told us, we're over the 70% threshold that was declared as when we could reopen the state fully, we're still locked down for another 2 weeks. But keeping these payments going is keeping the people in their homes, and it is stifling our economy, and it's time for that to stop. And it's time for us to get back out to work and start looking for jobs. So, yeah, if you stop these payments, Washington's economy is going to start picking up.
Is there any sentiment at all on the part of any Democrats who may be friendlier to small business in the legislature? Or is this simply a Washington Policy Center and conservative issue?
No, there are some Democrats in the House and in the Senate who are more moderate, and they're thinking about their constituents, who are looking at this as a nonpartisan issue, which it is, which is let's get back to work. And so they've been talking about this publicly, saying, hey, let's get this thing rolling and get the economy going again. And they were also on board with some of the votes to remove some of the emergency powers from the governor so we can make that start faster. But unfortunately, we couldn't get that through the legislature this year. So we're waiting for Governor Inslee at this point to really open the state.
Isn't part of the reluctance here in terms of giving up this level of spending that it would undermine the argument of desperately needed increased taxes, which seems to be closest to every Democratic heart?
Well, it certainly would undermine that. The unemployment fund, which started at the beginning of 2020, around $5 billion in the fund, which is that's the money that's used to pay the unemployment benefits. It's created from small business. They pay taxes on that. That fund got depleted to approximately $1 billion. And that has to be replaced either through a federal loan, which the state's reluctant to do, or as it's opted to do, is increase taxes on small business. Some are seeing 1,000, 3,500% increases in their unemployment taxes to replace that money. So stopping this would negate some of the need for that money and replacing those dollars. So those taxes could come down.
Well, let us only hope so. Mark Harmsworth, always enlightening and informative. And at least you're able, though your job must have its frustrations from time to time, to look at this with a sense of humor. Find out more about Mark's work, about the work of the Washington Policy Center, which needs your support and deserves it. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the big green banner for the WPC, Serving and Saving the Evergreen State, the Washington Policy Center. When we come back, there's another question of squandered money. The infrastructure bill hasn't been settled yet, but there's already debate about, does a high-speed rail really count as necessary infrastructure that Americans need to pour more and more money into? AOC has something to say about that, and you'll hear her sentiments and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Great appreciation again to Lou and to Pete and to all of the other personnel here at AM 950, The Answer in Orlando, Florida, which has been so helpful in helping us get this show out to you these last 2 days while I'm here for the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Convention. And it's been exciting, exhausting, and fascinating. Speaking of fascinating, there's a new Gallup poll published just now. Actually, it was actually taken at the end of between May 18th and the 23rd, so a while ago. But it was just recently published suggesting that most Americans support mandatory vaccines for high school and college students returning to campuses in the fall. The if you go back and you look at the 3,500 people who are surveyed, 61% required immunizations, supported required immunizations for college students, and 56% for high school students. A slight majority also supported mandatory vaccinations for middle school students, with 51% in support. Now, of course, it makes sense because, yes, there are some very, very tiny risks that are additionally sensitive, apparently, for young people getting the vaccinations. But and people might also say, why now? In other words, why would the support for vaccinations being mandatory go up so dramatically, and it has, at a time when people are getting vaccinated anyway, and we seem to be turning a corner? And I think it's precisely because people do understand that getting a vaccination now is a good thing. It gives you protection. It actually reduces the incidence of the disease. And when something actually works, that is often a very persuasive factor. There's also, and I was thinking about going into some detail about this, but if you are alive and you do not have impaired vision and you can actually look around, I think you understand without a great deal of research on your part or mine. The Seattle Times had a headline on June 6th. And it said that King County had promised to end youth homelessness 3 years ago by June 2021. Well, let's see. They've got 13 days to make that. Do you think they're close to ending youth homelessness? It is pathetic. Pathetic. And again, the appalling nature of this, particularly in some of America's most dynamic cities, like Seattle, and I think Seattle is one of America's most dynamic cities, like San Francisco, like Los Angeles, it's just beyond belief that people are so, in our governmental structure, so inept at actually drawing a line and recognizing that it does not show mercy, sympathy, compassion, or anything of the kind to facilitate people living in squalor and filth and dirty conditions on the street. Nor does it show any kind of compassion or concern for the businesses or for the residents or for the housed community, can we use that term, surrounding them. Speaking of a lack of clarity, compassion, or common sense, there's this instance. Seth Moulton and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both Democrats in Congress, very liberal Democrats. Seth Moulton, not so much, but certainly AOC, everybody knows about. They're on with Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, talking about one of the most dubious of all the dubious elements of the Biden request for an infrastructure bill. And the request, of course, is it's been going down and they seem to be close to an agreement. It would be great if they had an agreement, but it would be great if the agreement did not include the colossal boondoggle known as high-speed light rail. And here is Seth Moulton, Democrat of Massachusetts, and he gives his own explanation of why the high-speed light rail, which has not been a spectacular success in Seattle, certainly not in terms of reducing traffic, why it didn't get included in the infrastructure bill.
I mean, that's why we don't have high-speed rail. It's the airline lobby, the oil lobby, the car lobby. Any state in the country that wants to invest in a new highway gets an 80 or 90% match. A new airport, new runway, 80% match from the federal government. High-speed rail, nothing. That's policy from Congress. And where do you think that came from? It's big money.
Okay, it came from taxpayers who are not clamoring to ride on trains. And the whole idea of this incredibly expensive, it's now I think it's $140 billion, the train they're trying to build from San Francisco to L.A., and never will. Here is AOC also talking with Seth Moulton and advocating for high-speed rail as part of the infrastructure package. Listen.
And we want to ask for and make sure that we fund high-speed rail equitably on a one-to-one basis with car infrastructure in the infrastructure package.
Because right now in America, we give billions of dollars in subsidies to people who drive and people who fly, but high-speed rail just isn't even an option. If states want to invest, they're not getting any support from the federal government. We just want a level playing field.
Construction of highways, it can have a disproportionate impact on communities of color from displacement and pollution, and high-speed rail actually connects these communities to greater economic and housing opportunities.
That's what it's all about, access to jobs, access to housing. That's the future with high-speed rail. And by the way, it can be carbon-free, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the carbon-free thing is highly dubious, and if you actually look at where high-speed rail has been tried, that is highly dubious. And then the idea that it's going to serve communities of color. Communities of color, well, there is some representation in a new comedy. It's a new comedy about growing old and going into a senior living facility, very high-end senior living facility, when you're Ellen Burstyn and Anne Margaret and basically Jane Curtin and others. The movie, Queen Bees. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The Marvel Alice Ellen Burstyn plays an aging widow who reluctantly agrees to relocate to a senior living facility, but finds that its social scene is dominated by a group of tough customers known as Queen Bees. Now playing in theaters and available for rent on various streaming services.
Saving seats, clicks. They're like Mean Girls, but with medical alert bracelets.
Well, the reference to Queen Bees isn't to the buzz variety, it's to the B-word variety. Nicely played by Anne Margaret, Jane Curtin, and Loretta Devine. James Caan and Christopher Lloyd provide some romantic interest for the Bees, and there are some moments of sympathy and tenderness. But for the most part, the humor feels forced and the plot contrived. It's rated PG-13 for an abundance of off-color references with these sex-obsessed characters. Yeah, really. Still, the gifted 80-something cast is a saving grace. 2.5 stars for Queen Bees. Coming up on the Medved show, well, who knows? Coming up, we will all be celebrating together, I suspect, the very first ever Juneteenth National Independence Day, as it's known, though the debate over the words will go on. One of the things that I hope will happen on Juneteenth is that it won't be focused on this individual story of how Juneteenth got to be chosen because of that corner of Texas and the experience of slavery in that corner of Texas, that we will have a little bit more substantial view of what is it that actually was able to accomplish the miraculous work of eliminating slavery. We'll also talk about a new analysis by 538 that says, yes, American democracy is threatened. It's not threatened by Republicans, it's not threatened by Democrats, it's threatened by the two-party system. How? We will get to that, and we will get to much more. Though, keep in mind, with summer coming on, things are looking up, I do believe, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.